I propose we start. Many processes are going on. Meeting the BRRR process, and I'm sure members would like to have a little breather before proceeding with the meeting. I declare the meeting open, and I welcome all of you. And the notice has been issued in, for this meeting, and the agenda has been distributed. And I then table the agenda for consideration and adoption. All members have the agenda. Any issues to raise, items to raise? There being none, can we agree to adopt? Agree. Mutapo proposes?
I propose. Okay.
Mampuru? Seconding. All right. Thank you very much. I then, in terms of Joint Rule 24, as the notice and the agenda is indicating that we'll have to elect an acting chairperson, procedurally that is supposed to be done by the committee secretary procedurally. So I will, standing in for Pat is Vuani Bonani Ramano will assist us in facilitating the process of the election of the acting chair, and the voting members will be the NA members as 80 seat, as members and alternates that are standing in for the members from the NA to complete the co-chairing of this of this committee. Bonani?
No, thank you, Chairperson. According to the adopted program, I think we are at item number 2, which is apologies.
Oh. All right. Sorry, members. Can we note apologies? Honorable Lotrit, Honorable Mutsecha, Honorable Bukman, and Honorable Sultana, and Honorable Gorenov, I'm advised that as an alternate member, he is standing in for Mutsecha in terms of participation on a voting. Oh, all right, they are correcting again, saying that Gorenov is a full member. All right. So there are 5 members of the NA currently. Can we wait a little bit? Quorum is 11. You are 11. Are you 6? I'm told you are 5. NA more than 5. All right, Bonan, who can count? All right, looks like there's a consensus for 6. Bonani, what are you sorting?
Honourable members, the committee is correcting. So I suggest we just change and start with the program, and we'll come back. We'll come back as other members join us to the election of the acting chair. Okay. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Bonani will then, as you will take us through the program, in particular to highlight the oral presentation part of the program, so that we discuss that and then members make their views in as far as that is concerned. So the program, starting from today, is before you. So, Bonani, you want to highlight that item on oral presentation?
Honorable members and colleagues, in terms of the program that you have before you, public hearings are scheduled for 25 and 26 October. And then I think you also have a list of stakeholders who have indicated that they would like to participate in oral hearings. If I'm not mistaken, I think you've got around about 19 stakeholders who want to appear before the committee. But maybe just to indicate that there might be one or two who might be added, because you know we have struggled to get hold of some of them. When you send emails, they have not responded, and when they sent us their submissions, there was no contact details, so we've been struggling, you know, with that.
All right. Members, just to remind everyone, in the last meeting, we tabled, we said and confirmed that it's 120 names that could be found, indicating in terms of the advert that they would like to make oral presentations before the committee, should the opportunity avail itself. And we have done the first installment of 42 stakeholders out of 120, and then we're left with 78. And then in the last meeting, a resolution or a decision by the committee was also taken that at least 50% of 78 should then be considered for oral presentation. And with that, to check if those people do represent the constituencies, and that also they are still available, and that their submissions are substantial enough to assist the process of consideration of the report. So those were the aspects that we had to look at when we then having to contact those people and look at whether the submissions were substantial, and therefore this list then that is before you, with one or two additions to be made, represents then the analysed requests from the 78, and that's what we are proposing to be then considered for oral presentation on the date of the 25th and the 26th of October. It's written there in your program in terms of us proposing that you note those dates and that we finalize then the names of these people so that political approvals can then be made. It's open, members, for discussion. That's just that aspect for now.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just for clarity, I remember last time I think that we have said that we will only invite people with a constituency and not individuals. I see on this list there are a few individuals. I just want to, if you can refresh my memory. And then secondly, we've also decided not to invite political parties that do have representation in Parliament. I see there is a political party on this list who are represented in Parliament. PIC.
Yeah, I agree with the PAC one, and we have to remove it because also we, when we were doing public hearings, and members might not be aware of this, when they were doing public hearings, they were particularly allowed, and Pat, if I'm correct, they were allowed and invited to participate in the public hearings as the president of the PAC. So I don't think we would not add them, so we'll remove them on the list. The second part, one, are you able to say in terms of the individuals, have we confirmed the constituencies? Because Honourable Goranov is correct, we tried to accommodate constituencies of those that have requested in as far as these new of this feather, requests?
No. I think the straightforward answer is that, you know, it is difficult, you know, for us to say if the submitter has a constituency or not, because, you know, in most cases you find that, you know, there might be an organization that uses a Hotmail or Gmail account. So by just looking at the name or the email address, you know, it's very difficult to, you know, to decide or to conclude whether there's a constituency behind or not. And at the same time, like I indicated, you know, it is difficult to get hold of these people because most of them do not provide us with their contact details.
Honorable Smith and Honorable Mpumlwana.
Thank you, Chair. My own view, Chair, is that when we were, I agree with the political parties, by the way. I'm talking about the second part. When we were having this discussion, Chair, it was around about the time frames, the limited time that we have and so on. If we are now sitting with a situation where we only have 18 names, and we've set aside the 25th and the 26th. So time is not a problem for 80 names. I think we can accommodate 80 names in those 2 days, Chair. I also do think that we should do everything to make sure that nobody challenges us at the end of the day, that they asked for and they were not given. If there were more, we would have had to cut. But I want to appeal to the committee that if there's only 18 and we've set aside those days, I think we can accommodate these names, Chair. Besides those of political parties.
No, I just want to find out, I just told clarity, say a yes is and there is nothing on the others. But I see the name of F.W. de Klerk Foundation, and I think that it came before us, unless I'm making a mistake, to present. It did not come? Oh, so what is this thing of yes to others? Can I be answered? What is going on? Why is there yes on others and nothing on the others?
Honorable Mpumlwana, if you look at the document, the second column at the top, it says request for travel assistance. So those people want Parliament to assist them with, you know, transport to Parliament. So if they are from Tata, Parliament will have to pay their, you know, flights and, yeah.
So what does yes mean?
Means that they are saying yes.
They said yes to be healthy.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just following up from what Honorable Smith was requesting to the committee, that we acknowledge, we try by all means that we accommodate everyone. My question will be, didn't we adopt a guideline in this regard? If we adopted the guidelines in this regard, therefore we must then be bound and consider the guidelines that we adopted in this regard. If we said that we don't invite individuals, we invite a constituency, if that is within our guideline, then we need to stick on it. We don't need to divert. But if it's not, then we can do something. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mutapo.
What I would like to ask is about those organizations or individuals who have already appeared before us. This South African Native Forum, it did appear. Am I wrong? I think so. Yes, it should. Mm. The Native Forum, SA Native Forum. Yeah. Maybe the principal, Honorable Mhlanga, is talking about, and Honorable Smith, we need to follow in terms of those political parties and those organizations which appeared before us, isn't it? I think in terms of Dittler Foundation, I think it was Helen Suzman Foundation,
yes.
Not Dittler, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Just to
they
clarify.
They might be the same, but they are not the same in terms of naming, isn't it?
I think the South African Native Forum is the one that was associated with Hank Smith.
Mm.
Yeah, I think those ones did present.
Just check that.
Yeah, we will check on the 42. If they are there, we will take them off, right? That's a principle. But I think, yeah, okay, on the table. But let's establish the principle that says that those that have been given an opportunity in the 42, we will not consider them, right? We will not give second chances. All right, that's a principle. Now, what Honorable Smith was raising in terms of the individuals, in trying to respond to Honorable Mhlanga, we said one of the other aspects was that if there is a substance to the written submission, so perhaps then I think let's accept this, also accept and endorse the principle that says even in terms of, because of the numbers that we have gone down drastically, and that even these individuals have the substance in their written submission, it's not one or two sentences, that then they also be then considered. I think I wanted to agree that let's, as Honorable Smith is pleading with the committee, that let's just agree because numbers are down. Honorable Mpumlan?
I heard that the organizations, right out that when people were talking at the public hearings, the maximum that was given to them was 3 minutes. Whereas in the these people that come to us, they usually give us minimum at least about 10 minutes or more. And I think that if you are saying that the PEC came to us was given 3 minutes, therefore it cannot come to us to get more time. I'm not sure what this thing is. Why can't they be given?
if unless you say that you won't give, if somebody who happened to be a member of the PAC, now this is the PAC, not a member of the PAC. I just don't know what exactly was said in our discussion before. If I can get that clarification, yes.
Yeah, no, Honorable Mpumla, PAC is not participating, not part of the list, because they are represented in Parliament. That's the decision of the committee. So the what you are raising doesn't arise for them.
The Gauteng problem.
Sorry?
What is written here, unless I can't read properly, is Pan-African Congress of Azania, Gauteng Province, which is not represented here.
It's PAC is represented in Parliament.
Is not represented at the moment because the person who was there has been withdrawn. And there is not a single person now.
They have a seat in Parliament, and they written to the committee to participate. Their president, who was sitting in Parliament, has requested and was allowed to just like all other minority parties that are not members of the committee, were allowed to participate. They are still allowed to participate in consideration of the report. Honorable Mapuru.
No, thank you, Co-Chair. You have clarified the matter because I wanted to say PAC is a national political party. It's not a provincial organization. So in that regard, let's leave matters which are sitting with them. They are not part of us. Since they have a seat and they're allowed to participate, they cannot participate in this matter. Thank you.
All right. Can we then move out of the oral presentation, members? We'll consolidate and seek political approval for those that have said they requesting help, and with the principle that we will finalize the list with those that we couldn't get. It might be one or two additions. Can we then apply our mind to the program itself? Madam Mtanga?
Chair, before perhaps get out on this, I just want to be certain who screams of value the presentation, this oral presentation, whether of an individual, whether it has a value for him to come and present to us. Who deals with the screening and value, evaluating the actual content? Thank you, Chair.
Because we are saying we can only accept an individual once we have ascertained their presentation it has a value. So who does that? Thank you, Chair. And what's the criteria, therefore? Thank you.
Let's say the majority of the submissions that from that list of 120. The majority of them, roughly maybe a line or two, let's just say just one paragraph, a very short paragraph, that will just say, yes, I want the Constitution to be amended. No, I don't want the Constitution to be amended. So those are the ones that, we just felt that, there's no need to invite those people because they're just saying no or yes, and, there's nothing that they say to support their position. So that is, what we looked at.
So we've done that with the Secretariat, which has, we remember our team as your legal people and your content advisors and the secretary. So we've also checked in terms of the chairpersons, whether there is substance to the written submission. Any? Yes.
Obviously, there's now a budget implication, so this must now go to Parliament. Now, can I just say for the record, if Parliament declines, it does not jeopardize our program. If they decline, we carry on with the rest of those who can come. So it, we must just record that.
You're saying if Parliament declines in terms of political approval to assist?
For travelling, yes.
Yes, for travelling. Well, we'll make... Well, let's wait. We'll cross the bridge when we get there, I think. Anyone who would like to have a floor?
Thank you very much, Chair. With the discussions that we've had so far, I want to formally move that we adopt this program as our immediate program for this committee.
Proposal for the adoption of the program, and you hope you note those dates. Just one thing, members, just to highlight to you. If you look at, we're saying that by the 15th, we will have considered and adopted the report of November, and at least by the 16th, we aim to see the report, and at about the on the week of the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th November, we then have a debate if the houses wish to have debates on the report for adoption, if they will have a debate and adoption on the report. So that's what we are adopting. Happy? All right. So that's now then the program of the committee to conclude the process. No extensions anymore. We'll conclude this thing by end of November. All right. Thank you very much, members. Oh, anyone seconding Honourable Smith?
Say, can we therefore move for? Can we second the motion of adopting the program? Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Mshanga is seconding the motion. Thank you very much, members. Let's go back to the matter.
Sorry, Chair. I want to request that we have just a 10-minute break because we will have a quorum in 10 minutes. Unfortunately, Honourable Kornoff, not Kornoff, Honourable Bjorkman was chairing and he just indicated that he's on his way here. If we could take a 10-minute break to continue the first item.
And, yeah, 10 minutes break, but don't run away, members. I'll give you sweets. Don't run away. Can we having let's nibble, let's have some food so that we avoid fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
Where's my boy? I want to buy this from now.
Can I pick it back? Don't
you want to see this from now?
From DBS.
I'm telling you.
DBS, DBS, we're starting there.
Sure, scan.
This reads like an airport novel.
Penguin
passengers should climb the jungle.
Toch arme in het geld.
Thank you.
Honourable members, can we resume? I hope this one will be very short. We don't need IEC to count and everything, so it should be done. The item then that we've just moved further down our agenda for today was the election of the acting chair, the co-chair, and that should be done by the convener of the NA in a correcting meeting like this one that is correcting. So I'm handing over then to the committee secretary that is assisting, standing in for PET, to facilitate that process. Over to Romani.
Good afternoon, once again. I'm going to open... Okay, now I'm going to open up the floor for nominations. Can I have nominations? Honorable Smith.
Thank you very much, Chair. I would want to propose the name of Stanford Maile as the co-chairperson of this committee.
You have a second for Mr. Maile.
I second.
Can you just state your name for the record, please?
Nick Wernoff.
Do we have any other further nomination? Looks like we don't have any further nomination. In that event, I hereby declare Honorable Maila as duly elected the chairperson of the committee.
Honorable Maila, can you come over? And you take an opportunity to welcome you and thank members for the confidence to help us facilitate the way this big, big task of the Joint Committee on Constitutional Review. Chair, baptism of fire, over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Colleagues, thank you for showing confidence in me. We have just adopted the program of the committee going forward. The process was not delayed by the fact that there was no co-chair. The process has always been on. So we'll just continue as we have been doing. And with that, we would like to declare this meeting officially closed.
There you go. Find the walk with you.
Thank you, member.
Why are you surprised?
I signed.
I'm done.
Okay.